FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
All right, we were talking about loopholes before. Peter, you got one more for us. You've abused a loophole.
Yeah, look, I'm not mad I'm paying for stamps to send letters off, so I rub a little bit of dirt in the corner where the stamp belongs to give it a little scratch, and the poor little stamp looks like it's fallen off.
Oh, and you're going to get sent then?
No, I just make sure I have the right address and they see that it's legit. You know, honest little me wouldn't do things like that.
So it does get sent without a stamp?
Without a problem.
Wow. Well, aren't you saving 50 cents?
Well, it's more than that now.
Yeah, it's a dollar. Okay, still, it's not much.
Well, it's a loophole.
It's a loophole. Sure
is. What are you doing? What are you doing sending letters? What kind of letters are you sending these days?
Oh, birthday cards and just, you know, nothing too exciting.
Pen pals?
No pen pals.
Parking fine.
I haven't got one.
Well, I'll tell you what, Peter, that's a bloody loophole getting that content into the 9 o'clock hour because it's not very naughty, Tom. So let's get naughty.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the call.
Yeah, it's really good. Hey, after this, we're going to get Natasha on the phone. We're talking about the other side of drug addiction here. Not the sexy naughty, the naughty naughty.
Hey, it's not all serious, by the way. Sexy hall pass chat.
Oh, that's going to be good.
In about half an hour's time. If you've used a hall pass, if you've actually used a hall pass...
Yeah.
That'll be some sexy chat.
Up next, let's talk the other side of drug addiction. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Naughty After Nine. What a year, what a man. 1999, Prince, Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
All right, back on Feb 20, we're having a little chat about drugs and work. Ollie, do you take drugs at work? It was pretty surprising the amount of calls we got. Especially this one from Daniel talking about his time at a supermarket where out the back, him and his employees would sometimes partake in the drug ice. And this happened.
And because of the disgusting drug, he lost his temper and then he hit a customer. This customer was a 60-year-old woman, like just minding her own business. He just hit her out of nowhere.
Was that after the first time doing it or after a few
times? It was the first time. Like, it was about... 40 seconds. He walked inside and then just lost his thing.
Now, drugs aren't good in, you know, especially in the workplace.
Drugs aren't good, but I mean, if they're making you punch someone in 40 seconds, not a huge endorsement for the drug ice.
No. Specifically where you wouldn't want to be taking drugs is on the work site, Ollie. And this is why we've got Natasha Jager on the phone. Now, Natasha, we did before discuss that your name does read like Jager.
It does, however, it's pronounced Jager.
Which is awkward being from the Alcohol and Drug Foundation, isn't it?
Not at all.
Okay, cool.
I mean, Natasha, you work for the Alcohol and Drug Foundation, but you're not by any means, anti-alcohol. I guess you're more about education?
Certainly not. We do not tell people not to drink alcohol or even don't take drugs because we know that people will do what they want to do. It's more about understanding the risks and not putting yourself or others at unnecessary risk.
Now, this program that you're running, that we want to focus on right now, is called Tradie Trainer. It's a free program. What is the idea behind it?
Yeah. We worked with the construction industry and Victoria Police to develop a program that is free to all construction workers. And indeed, really, we have other organisations using it as well. But it's a free online training program to educate people on the harms associated with using alcohol or drugs and then going into the workplace the next day hungover or coming down.
Yeah, right.
It's only 15 minutes in duration and anyone can access it for free.
Cool. Tradietrainer.com.au.
What made you want to design this program? Had you seen some crazy stuff going on?
Yeah, well, we know that that some of the high-risk industries, the use of alcohol and drugs can pose a much more significant risk than some of your typical office environment workplaces.
Yeah.
But also the construction industry wanted to come together to show that they're taking leadership on a community issue. They recognise that yes, some of their workers do misuse alcohol and drugs, but this is not just them alone. And if they can help their employees, then it's going to help the greater community as well.
Yeah, well, good stuff. Tradietrainer.com.au, the free program by the Alcohol and Drug Foundation. Just letting you know a few different risks that are involved with doing so. Natasha, I just want to move the conversation slightly. Do you think we're doing enough to combat the war on drugs? Do you think we're taking the right approach?
The war on drugs?
Yeah.
Very old school America. But Natasha, your answer?
Oh, sorry, you just cut out. Can you repeat that question?
Well, I mean, do you think we're going the right way in terms of our stance on drugs in Australia? How do you reckon we're going with, drug use in Australia? What do we need to be doing more of, do you think?
Yeah, well, I think we're taking the right steps in the right direction. We're talking about it more, and we're not just trying to turn the blind eye and just say that this is an at-home problem and that we don't need to be worrying about it. Like whilst, the use of alcohol and drugs at work is decreasing, we know that, compared to back in the days in the 70s and 80s, workplaces are now recognising that they have a responsibility to their employees, knowing that that would then, if they can educate their employees on this, that this is going to help the wider community. So I think it's fantastic that a lot of organisations are taking this matter seriously and wanting to do more.
Yeah, right.
We've got Mitch who's called up, who, by all accounts, is still getting high at work currently. Mitch, is that your situation?
Yes, it is.
So what kind of work and what kind of drugs?
Well, it's cannabis. I'm a professional. It's not a trade position. I work in an office.
Okay. Okay, and is that fine for you, or do you think it's an issue?
I've been doing cannabis regularly for over 25 years, and I don't think it affects me in any way. In fact, the times that I've abstained, I wasn't able to carry out my duties as well as I normally do.
Yeah, what about that, Natasha? What about people that rely on it and actually need the drugs to function? What do we say to these people?
Yeah, well, I guess the evidence tells us that whilst an employee may feel like that the drug isn't impairing their ability to perform, at their best, at an optimal standard, the research tells us that it actually does. Okay. Whilst, depending on the drug, like if they're using a stimulant, yes, they might feel more energetic and they might feel more alert, but we know that they will make poorer decisions, and so they may not be making those correct decisions that they would if they weren't using the drug. So,
yeah, okay. Yeah, good stuff. Well, Natasha, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Absolutely great. Problem. No problem at all.
Tradietrainer.com.au. If you are a tradie and you need some information about taking drugs at work or having drugs the night before and maybe feeling like you're coming down and things, there's a whole bunch of risks that you should know about.
When we first discussed this, Tom, about a month back now, we had a lot of stories about people still doing drugs at work, and it was full on stuff, like Mitch there. But I think it'd be great right now on 133353 to look forward, and for people who have actually gotten through that whole life cycle, have conquered a drug addiction, particularly if they were doing it at work, and hear those stories. How have you gotten through that, let's face it, dark period where an addiction was rattling you? And how'd you get through it?
133353. Have you come out the other side of a drug addiction?
That's it.
Have you pulled through? Give us a call, 133353. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Naughty After Nine. And to Sandman Metallica, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Have you used your hall pass? Sexy stuff coming up very soon.
Oh, keen for that.
Yeah.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's. Oh. After nine.
We're talking about drugs. We're talking about drugs. We're talking about the other side of drug addiction and if you've gotten through it. Have you been addicted to drugs once in your life and you're on that other side now?
Yeah, I mean, it's good news stories, hopefully, here. We've heard about the bad stuff before. We had a couple of stories, but also in the past, we've had a lot of full-on drug stories. But let's hear about some people who have come through to the other side. Rita, what was your situation?
Yeah, hi guys. How are you tonight?
Great. Good, thanks, mate.
That's good. So I started intravenously using drugs at 16. Mm. By 18, I was on heroin.
Wow.
That's young.
Yeah. So took me a while. Had a child. And when she was very young, went to detox, rehab, a year of my life, and I got clean.
So how long were you using drugs for, Rita?
I got clean when I was about 27.
Okay, so there was a good nearly 10 years of your life there.
Correct, yeah.
Wow. And what's it like now that you're on the other side?
Look, it's wonderful. I actually was clean for over 10 years and then I had a lapse.
Okay.
Amazingly enough, I'd got my career in check. I was a senior manager, corporate organization, and someone came into my life from my past, and I never imagined that I could go back. And it just shows you that this disease is always with you.
Yeah, isn't it crazy? So you had 10 years off, and then when this person came back, you relapsed. And so it's amazing how, in your situation, do you reckon there was never a chance where you were going to be able to just sort of dabble and do a little bit? It was always going to be full relapse?
Yeah, no. Look, I'm an addict. You have to know that. And being an addict means that I can't dabble.
Yeah.
Rita, what advice do you have for people that do want to get off drugs? What's the first step?
I think the first step is admitting, obviously, that you have a problem. And I think lots of people, you know, I had a child, but I didn't get clean for her. I got clean for me.
Yeah. You have to do it to yourself, don't you?
Do it for yourself. And the sad fact with drugs is you generally have to hit your rock bottom before you get better.
Yeah.
People's rock bottoms can be very different. You know, mine was very rock bottom. Was homeless and, you know, it was just a horrible situation. But the sad fact is people generally have to hit that rock bottom. And you know, I remember sitting there watching the world go past and just feeling so disconnected from it, feeling like I wasn't a person. I was less than.
How much, Rita, do you discuss that with your child?
So my child is a teenager. My child knows about my history. They don't know about my lapse, my little relapse, which didn't last very long. But I absolutely let her know because I want her to understand that both her parents were addicts and so she has, you know, a predisposition to that.
Yeah, okay.
And so I just wanted, and I haven't gone into great detail with her, but I just let her know that, both her parents are addicts. I mean, her father didn't get clean until 5 or 6 years ago, so he hasn't really been in her life.
Mm. Well, it's good to hear that you're out the other side, Rita. It's always good to hear of these healing stories.
Mm, cathartic, hopefully.
Certainly. Simon, what's your history of drug addiction and how did you come out the other side?
Yeah, so on the ice for about 3 years and I was just qualified as a fridge mechanic and lost, I don't know, 4 jobs over 18 months and just went through job after job.
Yeah.
But then, no, I made some life choices. Like the last girl said, it comes down to when you decide.
Yeah.
But then I met my missus of 5 years now and her, and then her dad gave me a new job and I'm about to become another tradesperson as a Sparky, so... You know, it comes down to opportunities in a sense, but
Simon,
like what Rita said, like it really comes down to when you're ready, but it's pretty hard, because when you're ready, but it's pretty hard when you hit rock bottom and you become ready.
Can you relate to what Rita was saying about being an addictive person?
Yeah, like I sat there, I was almost in tears for poor Rita. Like I've got 2 little kids myself now, but no way I'd tell them about some of the things that happened to me 5 years ago.
So Simon, if you know that you're an addictive person, are you able to have a drink and not let that get out of hand?
Yeah, but not really in some ways either. Like, I'm still a bit of an addict. I still drink every day. I have 3 beers every night.
Yeah, but ice would never go back?
No, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I couldn't ever go back to a hard drug, but I still smoke a little bit of pot on long weekends and those sorts of things and have a drink every day.
Bit of a treat.
But, but no, I couldn't go back to any sort of hard drug because it does. It consumes you so quickly when you're an addict like we are.
Well, thank you very much for sharing, Simon. 133353. Have you come out the other side of drug addiction? We'll keep the phones open for a little bit longer on this one before we get into some more sexy stuff. Drug addiction, the other side of it. 133353 with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Naughty. After 9.
Oh.
Bad case of loving you, Dr. Robert Palmer. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. No show tomorrow night, just as a reminder, the footy's on. So we will be having the night off rehearsing the Comedy Festival show that we've got going on in Melbourne. If you can make it, we'd love to see you there. It's comedyfestival.com.au. Just search Tom and Ollie.
Comedy. Come along.
Oh, certainly. We'll get to have you use your hall pass very soon. But
a Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's. Oh. Naughty After Nine.
Talking drug addiction tonight. Those that have recovered from drug addiction, they've seen the other side of it. A couple of good news stories.
Yes, hopefully some learning to be had. I mean, if you're having a tough one, Tom, I'm sure there's some numbers we'll give you pretty soon that you can refer to. But Brad, what is your story in terms of recovery from drug addiction?
Yeah, g'day, fellas. I was a heroin addict. I was working in a pretty good job. I was in a transit investigations officer on the New South Wales Railways.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a good job. I got mixed up with some wrong people, started smoking a bit of pot, then got onto some speed, and then someone told me, you know, it's better if you shoot it up. And I thought, oh, yeah, so I started shooting it up, and then went from speed, got the heroin. Things got really bad. Me and the wife got really bad. She was pregnant with my daughter at the time. I ended up leaving her to go chase the drugs.
Oh, Brad.
Moved state, quit the government, a beautiful government job, quit that, just left it all behind. Ended up moving up to Queensland and, you know, getting with a Sheila up there who was a big drug addict and, you know, spent the next 7 or 8 years up, you know, just doing drugs and got myself in a pretty bad way. Then I decided, you know, enough's enough. I cleaned my act up, got into rehab, done all the stuff I needed to do and...
got clean.
You know, the lady that I left when she was pregnant ended up getting in contact with me and we ended up having a chinwag. We got back together, you know.
Right.
And now my daughter, that daughter that was 9 is now 18 years old.
Wow.
That daughter that was pregnant when I left is now 18 years old.
Brad, can I ask, all these junctures you've described here, you know, when you started the job and your introductory moments to drugs like weed and moving from your partner, all these moments, were there times when you thought, hang on, is this the right choice to make?
No, I didn't. It was all about the drugs.
Yeah, and at every moment you thought, it was like, this is the right thing to do.
No, didn't care about nothing. Didn't care about nothing. Wow. When am I going to get my next fix? How am I going to get my next fix?
Brad, what's it like retelling this stuff? Do you kind of kick yourself and go, what an idiot I was?
I do now. Yeah. You know, they say foresight's 20/20 vision.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Now I think back to it. I tell my daughter, look, my daughter knows, like all my kids know,
yeah,
that I'm a heroin addict. And I say I am a heroin addict. Like I've recently had surgery.
Mm.
And when they give me painkillers, they ask for morphine and stuff like that. I have to say no.
Oh,
I say no, I don't want any opiates. I am a heroin addict.
Oh, right.
And, you know, like unlike Rita, like Rita was very lucky to have that little dabble and bounce back because me, I have a taste and that's it, I'll be gone.
Really? Wow. Yeah. So these days, are you able to, what do? Have a drink or?
Yeah, no, I drink beer. I love me beer.
Yep.
Love me beer, but I won't drink spirits. I don't get into anything heavy.
Yep.
But I drink me beer. I love having a beer, but I don't smoke pot. I don't go near pot. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't go near nothing.
Well, Brad, yeah, no, you go on.
Brad, are you like these other calls we've had who say they have an addictive personality?
Yep, I do. I've got a very addictive personality, and that's why I just can't be around it.
Right.
I cannot be around it.
Like,
if someone said to me, do you want a taste, that'd be the end of me. I'd be an addict. I'd be a full-on using addict.
Yeah. And do you tell your kids about this stuff? Do you inform them?
Yep. My daughters, all my kids know, and look, even the daughter that she's 18 now, I got back to it with her mum when she was 9, and I told her, she knows, I left you for drugs. She knows that.
Yeah, wow.
I'm not hiding behind anything. I'm not making any excuses for my actions. You know, one of my kids doesn't talk to me at all. She hates me.
Right.
That's fair enough. That's her journey. You know, one of my daughters decided to forgive me.
Yeah,
that's great, you know, and we've got a really good relationship.
Brad, do you have any advice for someone who might be going through drug addiction now? What should they do?
If you're doing it, go to rehab, get clean, restart your life. It's never too late.
Thank you very much for sharing, Brad. ADF.org.au is a great resource there. 13 11 14 if you do need help. That's Lifeline's number. If you are, you know, anything's triggering here, but adf.org.au, the Alcohol and Drug Foundation.
Up next, Tom, let's talk sexy stuff with the Hall Pass. Have you ever used one?
Oh, yeah. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Triple M.
Tom, this could be a rare one. This could be a long shot, but you know the fabled Hall Pass?
Yeah, you hear about it all the time.
You know,
it allows you to go to the toilet at lunch.
That's a toilet pass. Very different. Mm. Hall pass is, you know, if you have a partner and you're exclusive, you know, you're just in love with them and there's no one else.
Mm.
But But there's a hall pass, isn't there? There's usually a someone.
Stacey from accounts.
Is that how it works, a hall pass? It's a person.
It's a person.
It's a person that it's like, well, if the chance came up, then I don't know if I could do them.
Well, maybe it's a person, or maybe it's just like you get one hall pass.
That's a freebie.
You get one time. You get one freebie. One hall pass.
I always say to my girlfriend, Sarah, if I get in a room with Sofia Vergara from Modern Family, and she said, hey, let's do it, I'd be like, absolutely, let's do it.
Yeah, but then let's be honest, Ashton Kutcher would come out and be like,
all right, let's go to the bedroom, Sophie, let's go. Wait, who are these camera crew? Oh, what?
There's a camera there. There's a camera there. 133353. Have you used your hall pass? Or we'll also hear about your hall pass in general. Have you got one?
Or a sneaky freebie you got away with.
133353, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Firewood and Candles, Paul Kelly, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Give us a call on 133353 with your hall pass. Have you used one? Have you got a hall pass?
No one's called, Tom. Maybe it's not a common thing.
Surely there's hall passes in the world.
Would we also accept a couple of who's your hall pass?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who's your hall pass?
Oh, not have you done it, but just who is it?
Mate, we've got nothing at the moment. So yeah, who's your hall pass? Have you done a hall pass? Have you used it? 133353, give us a call. Tom and Ollie on Triple M with Naughty after 9. Under Pressure. Queen and David Bowie, Triple M. Tom and Ollie.
A Tom and Ollie content warning. Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Come on, Tom. A bit faster on those buttons, mate. Very awkward pause there.
Yeah, true.
Talk about hall passes, Tom. Hall passes with your partner. Maybe you've got someone who your partner has said, if it comes up, if it happens, go for it with that one person.
Who's your hall pass?
Who's your hall pass?
133353.
Also, maybe it's not like a hall pass thing, but maybe it's more just like, you know, my partner said you can get with them if it happens.
Yeah, have you like been given a freebie out of the relationship?
Yeah, and for some reason your partner was like, you know what, go for it. I don't know, maybe it happens.
Surely.
I mean, my partner's not saying that. My top three, Sofia Vergara.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson. And Angela White.
Who's Angela White?
Angela White. She's a film actress.
In what?
Oh, don't look it up. Angela White. No, she's not in mainstream. She's not in big, like, mainstream videos. She's what? She's in some video, like, not popular movies.
Why
does
it say here, Australian adult film actress?
Oh, no, I did, well, I don't know. Maybe she's in a...
Like, she went to the University of Melbourne.
A couple of adult ones. Yeah, she's...
Born in Sydney?
Very smart. Aussie girl, Aussie actress.
Angela White is an Australian adult film actress and director.
No, I don't say adult film. She's just a sexy... goddess, Angela White.
I just realised that I have Googled this on the work computer. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Good, how you going, guys?
Yeah, good, mate.
Have you got a hall pass?
Yeah, not me, I'm sorry, but it was someone that a girl that I work with told me a story a while back that I did find intriguing. Been with her partner for, I think, the high school sweetheart, so a long time, and they're now married, so it's been pretty much all their lives, or adult lives.
Yep.
And decided at some point that they needed to let off steam with other people. So had a 4-month long agreement where they could both do whatever they wanted with anybody. Still came home to each other got what they needed and then eventually said, okay, that's enough, and carried on and worked beautifully for them. They're still together and happy and married. So.
I always wonder with that stuff, and you know, I've had a similar scenario where me and my partner broke up for 3 months, but there's got to be one partner who's having more success than the other, don't you reckon?
Surely. I think she was from the look of her.
Yeah.
I think she did pretty well during that period.
And it just hurts if you're the guy and you're like, yeah, I'm going to go out and have some fun, and it's like, oh God, not much happening out here, is there?
That would definitely be your story.
Yeah, it hurts the ego and it stings for many years.
You broke up for 3 months.
Yep.
How did you go in that period?
I met with two other ladies.
Oh, good. But you totaled to 3, did it?
One of them I'd already been with.
Oh,
so it was
so
one.
You totaled to 2.
One freshie, and I got chlamydia.
From them. What a
from
shame.
Them. So a real success run for me.
133353. We want to know who your hall pass is. If you've had a bit of a freebie in the relationship, you've had a break there like that one. 133353. It's pretty light on calls.
Bell's yawning. It's good. Our
producer. Oh, God. Bell.
You see Bell yawning. What the F, mate?
We're in here pulling teeth.
No, you sorry? It's even worse when you apologise.
I know.
God.
Phil caught up though, Ollie.
Ugly Phil?
No, just Phil.
Yeah.
But Ugly Phil is his hall pass. Both
Ugly
him
Phil.
And his partner's hall pass.
Oh, can't we get him on, Bell? What's the deal?
Why can't we get Phil on?
Bell, God.
You can't get him back.
You're breaking our balls.
No, that's
here.
Fine. You're sitting out there yawning, but you can't get Phil back.
Do your freaking job, buddy.
Jeez, mate.
Nah, pack up your desk, for Christ's
sake.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. 133353. Hall passes, disgust.
Oh, tired.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Red Hot Chili Peppers, give it away. Yeah.
Now.
Hope you're having a good time. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Any fun songs, by the way, you want to end the show on, Ollie?
Oh, fun songs to end the show.
Yeah.
My first thought is always a bit of ABBA. What are your thoughts on that?
I'll look up Hall and see if there's anything, because we're talking about Hall passes.
Hall & Oates.
Oh, great. We'll do some Hall & Oates.
Put some bloody Hall & Oates on. They're great. Right. It's getting late, obviously. Our producer Bell's yawning, a bit tired. How you going, Bell? You coping in there?
Just mate?
Give us an update. How you feeling? You're not too tired?
You're
thumbs up.
Good?
It's on radio, mate, so your thumbs up don't really translate to the audience.
I have to wait to be allowed on air, so...
No, your mic's always on.
I'm good. I had one yawn.
Yeah. What?
That's not
why?
Oh,
it's just gone.
Fuck it out. That's weird. Hey, Lincoln.
Hey, how you going?
Lincoln. We're chatting about hall passes, mate, which hasn't been a huge amount of responses. I'm guessing it's a bit of a, you know, pie in the sky situation, but how's your hall pass situation?
Well, everyone's got to have a hall pass for Jane Bunn, don't they?
Jane Bunn. Weather girl on Channel 7?
Yeah, correct.
Tom and I do enjoy having we've got a TV suite here.
It's got lots of TVs.
So we can see Jane Bunn alongside Olivia Nixon, and they're often wearing similar clothing.
It's very Victorian references here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Bummer. Oh, well.
National show, so we're always at the same
time. Why do you
time.
Love Jane Bunn, Lincoln? She's a news weather reporter.
Well, probably the same reason as everyone, wouldn't I?
Good weather.
That'd be pretty obvious.
Yeah. Okay. And you're pretty loyal to Jane, are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't watch
Olivia Nixon on Channel 9 News.
Don't
anyway.
You? I've actually met her. She's lovely. So, you know, if I'm not
love
saying,
Olivia
I'm
Nixon.
Not saying change channels, but if you want to get quality weather,
yeah.
Liv Nixon really is giving some top-notch weather.
That's where you go.
Well, that's very true.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate. Thanks so much for getting involved. I've got that Hall & Oates for you, but I thought before we go, I should just give you a quick update on the No Masty Month. I'm doing 30 days, no masturbation. I've done it, been doing it for a week now, Ollie.
A week, Tom. Is that why you're so tense and aggro?
100%. Please just let it be over and done with.
Are you really feeling it?
I just...
Are you at home for like half an hour and you're just wandering around going, what am I normally doing at this time? Oh, I'm normally having a sesh.
The hardest part is going to bed and waking up. It's the bedtime activity that's the worst.
Because that's your routine.
That's where you do it, isn't it?
That's your masty rut that you've been in for most of your life.
You
get to bed, have a session.
You're not doing it like... I would never do it on the couch.
Wouldn't you?
Or outside. You know, so it's always just the bed.
Are you saying you never would? Because it sounds like you have done it.
What are you talking about?
I do the couch. And I have housemates.
And you've got see-through glass. That
no, but it's
one-way
glass.
On the bottom floor.
It's one-way glass, so I can see out. They can't see in. Not that I'm looking at people on the streets. I'm just saying if I wanted to, I have done it once. I've done it once.
So
I felt really guilty.
What a good time to end, hey? How good's this track?
June! Get a bit of Hall & Oates' greatest hits up, yeah?
Oh.
Rich Girl.
Oh. Rich Girl. I didn't even see that in here. Yes, I did. Oh, I love Hall & Oates.
Maneater, I think.
Guys, yeah, we got Maneater.
Yeah, great album. Don't play it now. This is good.
Okay. All right. Hey, if you want to catch up, do it via the Triple M app. That's right, the Catch Up Podcast. Share it with your mates if you like the show. We just love you so much that we'd love for you to, you know.
And love your feedback as well on the socials on Tom and Ollie. Any social media is good social media.
Grab those tickets as well for the Comedy Festival. Comedyfestival.com.au. Just search Tom and Ollie.
I'm out here, Tom. See ya, bye.
See you, mate.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.